Yeah, so I can hear you. I can see you, man. It's been,
It's great to see you.
I know it's been a little while.
It has been, my friend. I apologize.
Yeah. Don't let it happen
But
again.
yeah.
So, tell me all that's going on in Chop Top Land.
Top land. Well, let me see. Yeah, I
And
mean,
I
other than that, I did
hate.
get to see AC/DC, a concert. Rob got
Oh.
tickets for that, and that was pretty damn good show. And then the Queensryche show at
Oh,
Bike Week, which
okay.
was phenomenal.
Really?
Like, yeah, like he just sounds just like fucking Tate in the prime. I mean, he did take hold of the flame, and you're waiting for that note, and it's like, oh my God, just like brings you back.
He did it, huh?
Yeah, it's a phenomenal. I mean, their last album, Digital Noise Alliance, is probably the best with Tal Dottori on there. It
Okay.
sounds like old Reich, man. It's really, really good.
I've not listened to it. I liked the one that came out before. Unless, is this a brand new album?
It's a couple
Right.
years old.
Okay. I know like the first one was okay. The second one, there was one that was like really
Condition
good.
Human. Yeah, with
Yeah.
Condition
And
Human, that was good.
then there was one that was kind of like, eh,
That
you
was The
know?
Verdict. That's the one you were
Yeah.
talking about. I
Yeah.
forgot to correct you on that. It's like, yeah, because you said, I just listened to a new album. And I'm like, wait, you say The Verdict? I said, this Digital Noise Alliance one is the best they've done
Oh, good.
with
Well,
Tal
I'll check
Dottori.
it out because I
Yeah, please
after the
do.
last one, I was like, do I really want to keep on listening to them? You know,
Yeah.
but I'll give them a try.
Yeah, it's well worth it.
Yeah, I got a new hat. So if you
Love
can tell
it.
what it is,
You're the
yes,
mystery machine.
it's got a little Scooby on the
Yeah.
back. So I figured,
Oh,
I
yeah.
know, I figured,
Yeah.
well, it's a good time. I can be high like Shaggy, you
Like,
know.
hey, man, we're on heavy metal.
Yeah, exactly. And there was another one. It's on the way. It's a Cap'n Crunch hat. It's got like the Cap'n Crunch
Oh,
logo. I'm like,
nice.
oh, okay.
That's great.
And then
I forgot all about Captain Crunch.
Cap'n Crunch. Yeah, it's got the
Yeah.
yellow and the blue and the red. It's like all the
Yeah.
bright primary colors. And I got this Venom Ink finally has their official store. So I got my Venom Ink hat.
Ooh, nice.
Yes.
Oh, I'm
I know.
breaking
So I'm hopeful that they'll come back around, you know, in the States, and because we gotta go. I mean, you gotta
them.
go.
Gotta go, man.
Yeah,
Gotta
you
go.
gotta go. You know, meet the guys. Yeah. So, yeah. But
That's
that
awesome,
would be
man.
awesome.
Oh,
So,
great.
all
Absolutely.
right, man. Well, I'm excited about this.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I got all my cannabis. I'm ready to rock and roll.
All right.
And we're gonna have a good time. You
Ready
ready? Ready to do this?
rock and roll, man.
All right.
Hey there, this is Niklas from Wolf, and you're watching Heavy Metal Horror Show.
I am Montag, Master of Illusion. What goes up must come down, but not always.
Hey, this is Chop Top, and I'm back, and I'm back in the chop seat again. Rock and roll.
And you are watching and listening to
Heavy
Heavy Metal
Metal.
Horror. Oh, yes. Chop is back from that extended groin pull. You know, you see, he's been pulling it since he was 12. So
Right, I'm still
finally,
massaging it out, so.
that's right. That's right. Where's my sock? Yes. Been watching lots of reruns of Three's Company and Charlie's Angels.
Oh, yeah, and Chrissy. Yeah.
That's right. More jumping jacks. Well, today, kiddies, we are going to be talking about the 100 best horror movies of the 1980s. That's right. That's right. And we're pulling this list from flickchart.com. And it's a pretty awesome list. And so as much as we wanted to do the worst of list, there were just so many bad movies that I think we've blocked them out of our collective consciousness
I
because they're
believe
like,
so.
God, this is, we, you know, I just don't have time to watch shitty movies now, Chop. I have
Don't
to tell you,
have
like,
the patience,
I
time.
don't. I really
Yeah,
don't. Like, when I
right.
watch movies now, I've heard that you can find them out there in the ether, and occasionally watch them. But I watch them like in 1.5 speed or something like that. And I put the subtitles on. I watch them at double speed because, it's like, sometimes I don't have an hour and a half. I'll give you 45 minutes, but it's just like I've just gotten old and impatient. It's like, no, if you don't catch me in 15 minutes, I don't really want to waste more time,
I agree with you. It's very rare that I haven't bought a movie on DVD in ages, but sometimes I haven't even streamed a movie. It depends on what. If I'm really interested in it and the trailer looks intriguing, then I'll be like, okay, I'll pay the $5.99 to rent it. But like I just rented, was it last yesterday? It was or last night, the Monkey, Stephen King's.
Oh, that's so much fun.
That was fun. That was a blast.
Yes,
I really enjoyed that.
we're gonna
So
do that on Unsane Radio, an episode, because I told him, I
cool.
said the Monkey is so good, and it was a lot better than I was expecting it to be,
Me too.
and I'm like, okay, this is good. Yeah, I had came across at a certain place where there was the new Wrong Turn 6. And I saw other Wrong Turns. I'm like, I liked the first one. And I remember us watching the second one and not remembering much about it. Just the opening scene was kind of gross. And I'm like, I'm gonna find these. I'm gonna download day them and just check them out. And I couldn't get through the third one. I just like I it was just so bad. And I'm
Got
like,
progressively worse, for sure.
yeah, I'm like, okay. I don't think I need to finish watching all six. It's okay. It reminds me of going to my family reunion. We have a bunch of inbreds in our in my family. So, like there's Uncle Cletus. But I like the first one. The first one's a lot of fun,
Classic.
and yeah, just the same thing with like I know what you did. I still know what you did last summer. I remember what I thought you did last summer. There's I think a new one of those is coming out. It's like
They're
oh.
rebooting that, and I'm like, oh, come on.
It's like no, I'm good. And the Leprechaun series, like I thought, I could watch these again. I'm like, no, I can't. I tried. I'm like,
No, you get
nope.
that. That's death, man.
I
That's
think that era is
it.
over for me. Like that, like we could tolerate a lot of shitty movies in the Stink Bowl era. That's our Taylor Swift era. It's our Stink Bowl era. It was because the company was good. We talked, and when it got boring, we could fast forward through things. And watching it now, like,
It's like true.
I mean, if I did meet Jennifer Aniston, I would want her to sign a copy of Leprechaun. I'd want her to
Oh,
sign that.
sure.
Not Friends, but Leprechaun for sure.
Well, speaking of, meeting people, I'm going to with Rob and stuff, the Horror Hound again this year in
Oh,
September.
nice.
And Bruce Dickinson's there,
Oh
Dee
yeah, I saw
Snider,
it.
and Geezer Butler. I'm like, Geezer Butler, man. I'm taking like four of my Sab albums, my CD, like Master Reality and
Well, then
maybe
you better bring
Paranoid.
$1,000. They're not signing for free. Geezer
Oh,
Butler's
no.
like it's $120 an autograph.
Is he really?
Yeah, Bruce Dickinson's 130. So,
Oh,
yeah.
okay.
So I would
Well,
maybe
I
have to
gotta
think,
save up some
rethink
money.
that, Chop.
Yeah, well, maybe not. That'd be if I'm lucky, one item, and maybe choose on which one I'd want to get, who I want to get autographs from. Dee Snider, I could probably like no, I don't have any Twisted Sister or anything,
Yeah,
but
I'm not going to
I'd
pay
love to see. I'd
110
like to
for Dee
meet
Snider.
Bruce again, and well, definitely if I had one, it would be Geezer because I never and
Yeah.
I love Sabbath
Yeah.
and.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I saw the lineup. I was really surprised. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, Bruce
Then
is
you
going to
saw
be
the
there.
prices.
I'm like, well, let's just see what they're charging, because it's still cheaper than like a photo op with, William Shatner, which, when I saw him at the Wizard World here in Cleveland, I was there to see Stan Lee, and for the Stan Lee experience, it was like $500, and for me that was bucket list. I'm like,
Man,
oh, it's a lot
that's
of
staying the
money,
man, man.
but it was Stan the man, and I gave him a copy of Grammar Man, and I told him how important he was and Spider-Man was, and he thought
That's
it
a
was really
memory you'll
cool.
never forget,
Exactly, and I'm like, got that. I'm like, that's cool. And I got to meet William Shatner. I told him about the Escape Fiddle Pig song, why does Captain Kirk always get laid, and he laughed. I gave him a copy, and he's like, well, we both know why that is now, don't we? I'm like, yes, and I got to see Linda Blair, and she's just a sweetheart, and I mean, it was a wonderful experience, and I'm glad that I did that. But now it's like, when I see people charging $200 and $300 for an autograph or a photo, not together, like you got to spend $200 for an or $200 for a picture, I'm like, come on, man. You know, it's just, yeah. So
It's
I
like
just,
you already made your way. You're okay. You're doing okay. You don't
yeah,
need them
they
though.
don't need my money. Like
No.
Bruce Dickinson doesn't need my money as much as I'd
Not
like
at
to,
all.
you know, say hi to him
Steven
again.
Butler doesn't need them.
Exactly. You know, it's like, yeah, you're doing okay. But considering what other people are charging, I guess that's not too entirely bad.
Probably a fair, yeah.
But still, it's like 120 bucks. I'm like, no, I just don't, I don't know. You know, I'd much rather go to like the underground shows that we go to. Like when we went to see Midnight and their 20th anniversary,
Oh my
and
God.
we ran into Dick Verburen,
Yeah,
or
Dirk
Van,
Verbeeren,
yeah. And
yeah.
we,
That was
yeah.
fantastic.
And go hang out when you go to see shows like with Venom and Deceased, they're not charging for autographs, they're not charging for
Yeah,
pictures, you know,
the love,
that's
man,
kind
of
of
the
stuff.
fans.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're there for. And so that makes me happy, you know. But well, anyway, enough of that, kiddies. Let's go. Number 100. We are gonna cover 100 to 67 today. And number 100 we have from 1986, House. With William Catt, George Wendt, Richard Mull. This is a comedy horror. I liked House. I've seen it twice. I
I love
really
it.
liked it the first time. He's a writer. He spent time in Vietnam, and he's trying to write a book about it. And he's living in the house, and all these crazy things happen. And it has that comedy horror blend that like Evil Dead 2, you know, Dead by Dawn. But at the heart of this is a really serious story, you know, of what happens to his friend in Vietnam, and that tormented ghost, you know, he's trying to kind of get revenge for what had happened to him. But there are a lot of funny moments in this movie. I just it's really entertaining.
Yeah, absolutely agree. I saw this with my brother-in-law, my sister in theaters when it first came out when I was a teen. And I loved it from that moment on, you know. And a performance by William Katz, outstanding. You know, I think he does a great job in balancing a lot of things that he has to go through as the story goes on. But I remember memorable scenes you want to talk about in this one. I think it's the one where he finally like chops up the I don't know, the
Yeah, that
ghoul lady or
body.
whatever like that. Yeah. And then he's babysitting the one child, you know, and the hand kind of comes back in like on the child. He's like, ah! He's trying to get rid of it and like finally put it to rest, but this it just won't die. And he's constantly battling with it. So I think it's pretty hysterical. And I think
Oh yeah.
Richard Mull coming back, and you know, the kind of undead soldier that he portrays in it, does a really, really nice role. And there's some really good makeup work in it. So yeah, it's very enjoyable
Yeah.
comedy horror.
Yeah, the special effects are really good. And you know, what some of our wonderful viewers may not understand, or they may not have been around at the time of the golden era of the home rental craze, you know, the VHS in the 1980s. And that's how I saw this movie. Or it might have been like on HBO or something like that. You know, we had cable, and that was a big deal to get, like, HBO was like, oh my God, they show movies. And you know, you
Like
had
Bond.
the Skinemax and all those things. Yeah. And then I think
Hunter.
that's probably how I saw it first, was either on like an HBO or renting it from the local video store, you know, and which, you know, now those things are gone by the wayside. But yeah, it's just still a fun movie. It's probably been a good 5 years or so since I've seen it, and I'd liked it the second time through, but it didn't resonate with me as much as it did, you know, when I saw it back in 1986. Of course, you know, I mean, you bring a lot of nostalgia to that movie, but it's still a lot of
Absolutely.
fun. All right, number 99 is Fear, which I've never heard of this movie, or
Neither.
Schizophrenia, with Erwin Leder. Do you know that one?
That was what the one on my list, you know, that I was like going through and I'm like, oh, I don't remember recall that one or never saw it or not. So I don't have I almost add to this or say.
Okay, well then we don't have to
All
talk about it. We don't know.
right.
That's great. We got nothing to say about it.
But
number 98
know,
though
but
that's right. I have seen number 98, Psycho 2.
Oh yeah,
yes, Psycho 2. You got I think the funniest scene is at the end where Norman Bates with the shovel, you know, I think that's the one where he has the shovel and he comes by like just swings and just knocks the shit out of
fucking bitch's head.
You heard that dull
thud, I laughed so loud out loud when I saw that. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's hysterical. Because yeah, it's like echoes. It's so fucking loud.
Yeah.
He banged it.
Yeah. I was watching with my cousin and we just howled. You know, we just had to rewind it like multiple times and watch it. Cause it was just, you know, yeah. And that sound is so loud. It's like when I was shooting Sorority Sisters, there's a scene where Sasquatch kicks the, you know, the girl's head. And I used a basketball when I shot the scene because I wanted that really loud ping poing sound that you kick with a ball. And I remember like raising up the audio in that, and I just superimposed her face and frame by frame, you know, put it. But to hearing that poing sound, it reminds me a lot of that sound at the end, that clang, clang, you know. That's what makes it kind of funny. It's like a Three Stooges moment. I don't remember much about the story. I think Norman Bates gets out of the hospital, and I think he's trying to be set up or framed or something.
He comes back to Bates Motel trying to get business going again, want to redo it and all that. And then there's people. Yeah, there's this. He lets this young female in there who kind of befriends him, and then, you know, basically wants to, what I recall, she seems genuine, sincere, but there's a catch. She's involved with her sister who basically wants to get revenge on Norman and all that. And so it just goes on from there. Basically, he's doing fine for a while, but then he snaps. You know, there's too much going on, other things happening. The guy at the diner that harasses him and everything else, he takes care of him, by the way. Spoiler. But there's so much going on. And I think it's a really, really solid sequel. You're never going to surpass the master original.
No, but Psycho is probably one of the best movies of all time. Definitely Hitchcock's movies for sure.
That's his high mark, in my opinion. That was just, it's brilliant all the way throughout. This one though, I think it's a really solid and really good sequel. That is the other two, they made two other ones. I'm like, no, don't bother. This one though, you only need one and two, and this is well worth the watch. So,
all right, number 97 is Stage Fright with David Brandon and Barbara Cupisti. I don't recall this one either. I don't know if I've seen this one.
I saw this once. I think
Deliria.
It's an Italian horror, okay. Maybe.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, Giallo. Yeah.
Yeah, Giallo. Yeah. So I watched it, and I think it's a bunch of actors or whatever, and they basically just get picked off on stage by a masked killer. It's kind of like this owl mask or something. It's kind of stupid, silly, hilarious. And so I'm just like, it was okay.
It's like the Vincent Price movie. I think it's called Theater of Blood or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Where he plays an old stage, you know, an actor, and who's getting revenge on the people who left.
That's
great. Yeah. That's tremendous. That's cool. You know, we both love a lot of the foreign horror, and so I will be happy to give this one a check sometime.
It's worth a watch. I can't recall. You know, I've seen it once. And I was like, okay, it's like it's a giallo, you know, kind of slasher thing. So.
You know what you're gonna get into with it. Yeah. Yeah. Now the next one, 96, is one that this is a one and done. For us, this is called Cannibal Holocaust.
Yeah.
I get this one confused with Cannibal Ferox,
right?
But I think this is the one. This is the one we saw at a stink bowl, because it has that one scene of the woman impaled. They find her impaled, and we're like, I can't tell if this is real or not. And I guess that's what's so troubling.
It's like right from about her fucking asshole to her mouth, and it's just like,
I'm done. Yeah, it was like, oh wow, and you know, and as someone who likes
animal torture,
I'm done.
And that was a real turtle that was actually done. So.
Yeah, it's like no. I mean, look, people eat these things in the wild. I get it, no problem. You know, nature is cruel, but I don't have to see it. I don't want to see it because that shit stays in my head. You know, it takes an awful lot of time for that to work out. And I just don't want to see it. It's not entertaining. But I remember being really disturbed, deeply disturbed by Cannibal Holocaust.
Yeah. And I was shaken.
Never have to fucking see that again. It's like watching Traces of Death. Like, nope, nope, Nope.
And
No.
basically, Eli Roth redid it years later in A Green Inferno, which
Yeah, which is unnecessary.
I attempted to watch, like, in the first like 20 minutes, and then it got to a certain point in the movie. I'm just like, nope, off, and I never
Yeah.
need to
No,
watch
I'm
that.
good. I don't want to see that. It's just not entertainment for me. I'm at the, I think I've seen enough to where like I'm looking for a movie that makes me feel something, yes, but not cheap exploitation, unless I'm going for exploitation. But
Right,
for a
or
good
torture
horror,
porn. We could do
yeah,
a
I don't want to see
whole
torture porn.
series on torture porn movies.
Yeah,
I
it's
mean,
just like, yeah, it's not entertaining for me. Give me something that makes me feel spooky or suspenseful and,
yeah.
thrills and something
Good
original and
story,
terrifying.
solid
Yeah,
script,
people,
all that.
characters I want, care about.
Yeah.
None of that in Cannibal Holocaust.
No,
Just
there's nothing
it's
redeeming.
exploitation, yeah, and that's horrible. Number 95 is a movie that's actually quite entertaining, really fun. The Toxic Avenger, which is actually being remade now.
Yeah.
And we interviewed Lloyd Kaufman on our
Yep.
show.
Uncle Lloyd. Yeah.
Which was
Yeah.
fantastic. Yeah, The Toxic Avenger was the very first trauma movie I'd saw. I definitely had rented it. I thought, God, this sounds pretty crazy. Toxic Avenger. I mean, it was again right in the middle of the 80s, 1984. And it is a
Yeah.
story about this like wimpy janitor kid who's always getting picked on. He gets, these bullies pick on him. He falls in this vat of like this toxic waste gets poured all over him. At wastewater, and then he becomes this large mutant who almost like a crime fighter, and also gets revenge on the kind of thing, getting the bad guys.
Yeah.
It is silly, it is really gory, and it's still wildly entertaining,
It is a lot of fun. Yeah, I absolutely agreed. I saw that, God, ages since I've seen it again. But after I heard about your kid, you're like, oh, you heard about the toxic stuff. He's like, I checked it out. And I'm like, what the hell is this? But then it was like, oh, this is just campy, goofy, gory fun. And yeah, big fan of it. Interested to see how a remake will do, with it. But it's cool that they are redoing it. I mean, come on, since it's 84, I mean, they can do that. So, but
We'll see. Peter
and
Dinklage,
Coleman's
I love
gonna,
Peter Dinklage, so
yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing what they do. I saw a trailer for it. I'm like, okay, then they definitely are keeping that tongue in cheek. They're definitely keeping the feel of trauma. They're not trying to like update it or as far as
Yeah.
like make it serious or something. It's they're maintaining that silliness of the first one, that outrageous, but now they have a bigger budget, so they can
Right.
probably do much better or crazier special effects and things like that,
And trauma's involved with it yet too. So that's, I mean, that's, yeah, which is
Yes,
cool. I mean,
it
for
is.
Lloyd and stuff like that to have that.
Yeah, because the
I'll be
last
Googling.
trauma that we knew was hashtag Shakespeare's Shitstorm. That was the movie that we got to see before Uncle Lloyd came on to the show. So I appreciate that. Thanks again, Trauma.
Yeah, thank you.
Maybe we should have him back on,
I love to have
it's
Uncle
about
Lloyd back
Toxie.
on.
That would be great.
Yeah, for sure.
That would be fun. Number 94, I remember seeing once. I don't recall much about it, other than it's a Stephen King movie, Cat's Eye. Drew Barrymore, James Woods. I think it's interrelated stories that revolve around cats. Is that I pretty much remember that part, but I don't recall much. I mean, there was a glut of Stephen King stuff in the 80s. Like everything he wrote got turned into a movie, which, cash
Right.
cow. I just don't remember much about it. Do you?
Oh yeah, Cat's Eye. It's one of my favorite anthology films. It's got three different stories. The one, it starts out with James Woods' character trying to quit smoking, and basically this company, you don't do it, they'll take your finger from you, they'll electrocute you in this room or
Oh, I
whatever, they
remember
catch you
that now. Yeah, it's he's
smoking.
in an all-white room. Yeah.
It's pretty like
Wow.
off, it's off the top. I mean, it goes over the cliff, but it's really well done with James Woods. He does great performance, and he usually does in most of his stuff. The second one had to deal with
That the guy who's a who's a who's a germaphobe? Is that
he's
this one?
no, you're thinking of Creepshow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this no, the second story is based on the lead actor from Airplane, who's a pilot. Forget
Oh,
his
Leslie
actor.
Nielsen? Oh, no,
No.
the other guy who fills in.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah. Okay.
But he's a gambler or like that. And he basically the guy's trying to get their money back from him, but he can get his freedom if he goes around scale around the building on this little ledge, which way up high, big high rise. And if he survives, free and clear, he was dead and everything else. Well, of course, they try to, you know, shoot, you know, towards him or anything like that, make trip him up. There's a bird on there, everything else. But eventually, you know, he gets his revenge on that. And a third one deals with like this little troll or something like that that's terrifying, like the cat in the story, which kind of revolves around that. This cat shows up in each story. But the last one, the cat kind of endears itself to the family and Drew Barrymore's family. But there's this little troll or something in the house, and he kind of like basically wants to kill Drew Barrymore or something like that. And so the cat kind of battles him and all that. It's crazy, but it's a lot of fun. It's good. I think it's streaming right now in Tubi or whatever like that, so people get a chance. I've seen it a million times, but cool. I really enjoy it. It's one of my favorite anthology films. Just it's kind of not nostalgic. It makes me feel good when I watch it.
Yeah, so, it's like watching those old Hammer or Amicus ones, you know, the anthologies or trilogy of terror, you know, things like that.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah. The Dow.
Yeah. Yeah, Amelia. Yeah. Oh,
that was so scary.
I know. Yeah. That'd be awesome. Number 93, we have Dark Knight of the Scarecrow, which was a made for TV movie. Yes, Chop, I see. Yes, you got the thing. So tell us, what do you love about this movie?
Well, I loved it so much I bought it on Blu-ray. And I go,
wow.
But it's one of my favorites.
Wait a minute. Here's my surprise face.
One of my favorites of all time, man. It basically deals with this, mentally challenged adult named Bubba. He befriends this young girl, just friends, you know, because he thinks on the same level as a child. And basically, it's a setup. There's a mechanic, a seed guy, or, you know, whatever, and a farmer. There's the postman, and there's another farmer, or whatever. But they're kind of conspired into basically setting him up. Let me take it back a little bit. The young girl gets in this accident with this dog, and this dog mauls her. They think the dog killed her, but then the other guys think that, oh no, it was Bubba that did this. And so they go out, and Bubba's scared. He's, you know, hiding from him, whatever like that. They find him in a scarecrow outfit or whatever, dressed like one, in the field, and they kill him. Later find out right at that moment, you guys didn't hear? Bubba saved the girl's life. It's like,
just did that. Too late.
And then so
Bubba gets also, his revenge.
Yeah, Bubba. And justice goes, you know, awry, of course. They let those guys free and clear. So I'm like, you got so much evidence about how, you know, today's time is just probably unheard of. Maybe not. But they let him go free and clear. And so then Bubba comes back. You presume it's him, or spirit of him. What's really cool about this movie,
they don't scarecrow.
Really,
yeah.
But they don't really show him as the scarecrow doing it.
Yeah.
So you're almost like, is it his spirit or is it something else? So it kind of makes you kind of leave in questioning a little bit in that way.
Yeah. And that's probably, it was effective for TV because, I mean, the theater of the mind is always much more imaginative than what you see. You know, so, and it was made for TV movie too. So they had to be a little creative in how they showed the horror, you know?
Yeah. It was so good. I mean, it still creeps me out to this day. Even the music in it, I just, yeah, it was so effective. What a hell of a TV horror movie.
Yeah, I think one of the best ones, just like that in Trilogy of Terror. I remember that was a TV movie. Mm-hmm. I think Duel was also a television movie, if I remember correctly.
Probably so.
Dennis Weaver.
Yeah, great.
Fantastic TV movies, you know. Yeah, I really like this one as well. And it's like one that you want to watch, especially during Halloween time. It's a really good movie, you know, for that. Because it's got that slow burn, you know. It came out in 1981, so it's going to have an old feel to it, but that's okay, you know. Yeah, the atmosphere. It's very moody, and I like that. Number 92 is one I saw in the theater, The Funhouse, from 1981. Yes, slasher in the funhouse, in the carnival, the monster in the carnival. And this is when I first.
It's a Tobe Hooper film too, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Tobe Hooper directed it. It's got Elizabeth Berridge, who I kind of had a little thing for back in the day.
Yeah, me too.
Between this movie and Amadeus, especially Amadeus.
Yeah. She's cutie.
Yeah. Yes. I'd love to say hi. Come on the show.
Please disparage. Please do.
Yes, yeah. But I remember the couple scenes because that stand out. The ones that I can't get out of my head is where because of the there's a disfigured. He's like a I guess would be one of the considered one of the circus freaks. It's got
Like a
like a
mutant.
cleft head kind of a thing, going on.
It's all fucked up.
Good makeup effects. I mean,
Yeah.
classic, practical effects. And I remember him going to like the old woman, and she jerks him off for like money. And he
Ah,
like comes so quickly, and
yeah.
he's like upset because it happened so quickly. And she's like, "No, you already paid me your money." And I just like going, "Oh
You're
man, no,
right. Yeah, I was just
dude."
gonna comment on that scene. I was like the
Go
same thing.
ahead.
Like, oh my God. It's like it's hysterical, but it's so gross at the same time.
I had, I was young. I was a teenager. I'm certainly there to see boobs and blood,
Right.
but that made me feel like a frightened turtle. Like no. And I've never recovered. I think I've got permanent penis inversion. From that movie. I recently saw it again, and it's slow, it's plotting at times,
Yeah.
but it's still, I mean, it's just nostalgia.
It's
It's
still
like,
fun.
I'm not gonna go back and like, ooh, if you have any movie to watch
Yeah.
before you die, it's not gonna
Ooh,
be
I
the
gotta have
Funhouse.
this on a 4K restoration. Fuck
Right,
that, man.
no,
Yeah.
but to go back and see it again, like, okay, it's a product of its era, it's an early slasher film, a monster, a let loose kind of thing, but it's really kind of fun. And I love the setting. I love being at the carnival and seeing the behind the scenes stuff. I really do like those kinds of movies that set in a carnival, something like that.
Like that too.
Yes. Well, number 91. This is a movie we both love and we've talked about on the show, Motel Hell.
Oh,
With
I love it.
that's right.
Got it
We
on
got
DVD. That's how much I love it. It's so ridiculous, but yeah, it's so fun.
terribly terrible movie.
Yes.
But yes, I saw it. I originally had saw knew about this movie from Fangoria magazine because it was on the cover. It was the farmer with the big pig head holding all the chainsaw,
Yeah.
and I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, oh my God, this I've got to see this movie if this is what I'm getting. And unfortunately, you really don't get a whole lot of that. It's at the
No.
very end, I was and it's got a weird vibe to it. It's not horrifying. I mean, the fact that they bury people and they cut their throats and they bury them in the ground, they
They
can't get
can't
out.
talk.
They hypnotize them,
They raise them. Yeah,
and
they got that killer
they
finger.
fatten them up, and then pull them out. It's
Pull
like,
them out of the
okay.
ground, the
I mean, there's a
tractor.
lot of I don't there's a lot of it's black comedy at
Black
times,
comedy, I was just gonna
yes.
say, yeah.
And we've seen the other kind of like that kind of like where they mislead people down the wrong path, or they put roadblocks into cause wrecks, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how they get these people, it just I that's fun. And then at the chainsaw, it is ridiculous. I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous, but it is great fun,
Yeah, great fun.
yeah.
I saw that. The first time I ever saw that was with you. You had it on like one of our
Oh,
very first few stink polls or something. And that was the very first
nice.
time I ever seen it. And I was like, what is this? It's fantastic. This is gold. Something like that.
Gold, Jerry. It's gold.
Yeah.
Now the next movie, number 90. I don't know if you've seen this. I've seen it, and it is a fantastic movie. It's called A Chinese Ghost Story.
I have not. I'm glad you
Yeah.
saw it. So you go ahead,
Yeah,
buddy.
I've seen all three. Well, there is a trilogy. And I love this movie. It's beautiful. It's visually lush. It's really a good-looking movie. And it's about a guy who falls in love with this beautiful woman in the forest, and it turns out that she's a ghost. She's a ghost, and
Okay.
in the Chinese folklore, ghosts are kind of like vampires, where they can kind of drain your energy. And so there's a love story involved. So there's like forbidden love because she's a ghost, and he's a person, he's food. I just think it's a wonderful film if you get a chance to see it visually alone, and it's just a really, really great movie.
Okay. I'll
Yeah.
definitely have to check that out. Sure. I've heard of it. I just haven't seen
And there are three in the trilogy. There may be more. There may be more. I don't know. But
Okay.
there are three, at least the trilogy. So, moving on up, number 89 is Cat People. with Nastassja Kinski and Malcolm McDowell, John Hurd. I remember seeing this in the theater, and I loved the song, the David Bowie song. Yeah, I absolutely love it. At least the beginning, until it gets into the proper like rhythm and beat. I'd like when it's just kind of haunting. But I didn't think it, I mean, I still prefer the Val Lewton every day. I mean,
I agree.
I don't mind. I mean, I thought the weird incestuous relationship thing was bizarre. It's like, oh, that's weird. That's what makes you turn into cats. Oh, okay. This is kind of fucked up. But
Very sexualized. Like they took the whole hidden sexuality from the Val Lewton one and made it very prominent with this and Twister.
And Simone, I think, I mean, she's stunning. She's
Oh
beautiful in
yeah,
the original. And
beautiful.
I, Val Lewton had an idea. He had this use of light and dark and shape, space. That was like German expressionism. That's where he kind of like what he was coming from. His films are beautiful and suggestive as well.
I agree. I
Especially the
agree. Just
scene with the
great
woman
work.
that's swimming in the pool, and then you hear the leopard, and you see shadows. It's so
Yeah,
effective.
very effective.
Yeah, but I,
The best
other
thing
than
about this.
seeing. Yeah, I don't remember anything about cat people other than like, oh, they're siblings and they're having sex. Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah, one of the greatest things though, I thought was just to see Nastassja Kinski get naked. That was like the greatest part of the flick, I thought. I was like, all right, okay. I don't care
I
for this remake just because it's just not as well done as the original.
Yeah.
But just to see that, I was just like, okay, I'm in.
I thought the same way about seeing Malcolm McDowell. I finally get to see him. Now I can watch Clockwork Orange, a Cockwork Orange now. That's what I can watch.
I'm gonna grab it. I'll be right back, bud. I'm gonna
Okay.
grab another soda quick. Sorry. Oh, God. Sorry about that. A cockwork
It's good. I'll cut that
orange.
out.
Yeah, but sorry.
It's okay, man.
Can't get enough fluid in me. I mean, ooh.
This I wasn't overly impressed
Yeah.
with it. Didn't think it was necessary, so I don't know if I'd see it again, other
Yeah.
than see
I've seen a
Natasha.
one and done for me.
The next one I remember watching, it's got this really black comedy, Night of the Demons, 1988.
Fuck yeah.
It's a haunted house. This is quite funny as
Yeah.
well. And it's gory, and it's got some scary moments, and those kinds of things. I know you really like it.
Yeah, when I first saw it, of course, being a teen, yeah, this actually scared me. Because you said the scary moment, there are scary moments in
Yeah, it's a genuine horror comedy.
it.
Like
Yeah.
both sides are represented equally. It's not always funny and scary at the same time. Like, no, there's true horror.
Right. I think that one of the weirdest things I remember, and I'll never get out of my head, is Linnea Quigley when she's already possessed her and takes her lipstick and whoop, around her boobie and puts it in her fucking tit. And you're like, what the fuck does this have to do with anything?
Yeah, it's
You
like they
don't forget.
wanted
You don't forget those
to.
kind of themes, right?
No,
And
we don't. I
no,
know.
we certainly
We're gonna get
don't.
canceled now.
Everybody else fucking
Just
burns them out
calm
of range
down,
except
everyone.
Montag and Chopped Out. They got to talk about somebody putting lipstick in her tit. But yeah, there's.
Nothing, nothing that we haven't done,
Right,
No,
exactly. I
I
mean,
that's exactly like when she was the scream
be like,
queen. I mean,
I fuck me so hard.
yeah. Oh, yes, I'd possess me so hard. Yeah, I mean, because she had just done a couple years before this, she was in Return of the Living Dead. Or the year before,
Right.
I think one of her best performances as a
I
dancer.
agree. Yeah.
So I think that's what she did. She shows up, she's a screamer, and you could see boobs. So I mean,
And she has
that's the
no
horror
problem
comedy.
getting totally naked, as like you said, Return of the Living Dead,
Yeah,
and we're fine with that. So, Miss Quigley, congrats to
we
you.
welcome you to the show. Come
Yeah,
on
come
on.
on out. Let's
We
talk
will
about
not be
those tans.
naked. You don't have to worry about
No,
seeing us
you
naked.
don't
I
have to
mean,
worry that.
there's a reason I
But
don't have mirrors in my house.
me too.
That's right. Night of the Demons is a lot of fun, so I definitely check it out.
Is.
Yeah. Number 87 is one of my favorite horror movies, Pumpkinhead, with Lance Henriksen,
Got it.
Ed Harley. There's a price to pay, Ed Harley.
Yeah. Love that
I
fucking movie.
love this movie so much. I like Lance Henriksen. I would love to have him on the show sometime. I
Absolutely.
loved everything he's done, especially like Millennium. I thought it was just wonderful.
Oh.
But this movie, because it also has really wonderful practical effects by Stan Winston.
Oh, the creature is so unique too.
Yeah,
It's so
such an
he's
awesome dude.
iconic to me. Yeah.
Yeah,
Really
and
well
I've
done.
seen someone was selling on Facebook Marketplace like a half size, like half scale pumpkin head. It was like a 3 foot tall pumpkin head.
Yeah.
I was tempted. I'm like, no, I'm trying to get rid of my stuff. As cool as this is for $100, like I'm gonna have to wait, you know.
That is
But yeah, the
cool.
creature effects are really good. The story is simple and good. It's a simple story of revenge and how much are what price are you willing to pay to get revenge on those who hurt you? And so, you know, it's certainly involves that. And it's a really effective. And I like the sequels as well. They're not as good, but they continue the story. We learn a little bit more what's going on. And but I will watch them because they are entertaining. You know, they're all still really, really, really good.
And well, and it's like you say, once it's so nostalgic for you too, just because of the creature effect, you know, by Stan Winston, and it's original, you know, as something that no other creature looked like in the 80s, you know, they produced it looked like pumpkin heads. So it's just like, it's just that nostalgic feeling. Yeah, you're right. The sequels are not as good, but I'm right with you. I'll still watch them. I have no problem. Sure.
Yeah, I think Sam Winston was influenced, I think, a lot by Geiger and his design for the alien creature.
Aliens. Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I definitely see a similarity in the lanky limbs,
That's
the long
interesting you say that.
elongated
Yeah, I
head.
do too.
Yeah. So I think there's some similarity there, but uniquely original and just as scary.
Agreed.
Okay, number 86 is another horror comedy. We see there's a lot of horror comedies in the 80s. This is called The Stuff, and Michael Moriarty and Larry Cohen's the director. And The Stuff, do you remember this movie?
I have to say, I don't think I've seen it all the way through.
Oh,
Not even
okay.
one.
Yeah,
So,
it's been a long time since I've seen it. The first time I really liked it. The second time I didn't because it was been too long and it just didn't age well. But it's
yeah.
about someone who finds this naturally like bubbling stuff up from the earth, this white, like looks like marshmallow cream, and it becomes this really hit dessert. But I think it ends up being alive and like eating people, killing people, you know, and
Yeah, like
you
he
turn
said.
into the stuff. So it's like kind of like basically like the blob, you
Yeah.
know. In its form, with a lot of funny. I mean, there's a lot of humor in it, but it's definitely from what I remember watching it, it did not age well on the second viewing. But I enjoyed it the first time.
Yeah, there's a lot of white stuff you can call those stuff, but
Yes.
yeah.
Yes. Speaking
Won't go
of,
there, but
right,
I
we
just
won't
say
go there, right.
it's probably fucking worse saying, hey, you're gonna watch this fucking piece of shit than take a load of this. But anyways.
We've taken our number of loads over the
Yes,
years
we
with
have.
bad movies.
Oh
Yes.
my
It's
gosh.
like bad movie bukkake, you know? That might be the name of
Oh, that's great.
the episode. We gotta use
That's
it for something
wonderful.
else.
My God, we gotta have a show.
I think we have to do that. Bad movie
Yeah.
bukkake. We can't get
Bad
enough
movie
of it.
thing.
And there's the t-shirt. There's the t-shirt. Number 85 is a forgetful movie. The sequel was better. Alligator, 1980,
Yeah.
and it's you know I it's the kid gets an alligator as a pet, which all kids want to get, and then it gets flushed down the toilet, and then it grows into this huge, you know, mutated thing. I think this is
Monsters.
that's right, yeah, and then goes on a rampage. But this
I
is a
love this movie.
yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say I love it because when I saw a young kid, I think they it was on TV when it was late night things. It scared me. It was like, holy shit, because you know, you're just getting through the trauma years before of what Jaws did to you when you're young. And now you got something else, except this is like Jaws in the city, you know, and under the
Right,
streets.
Jaws is
So
on the ground
good.
now. Jaws can get me. Whereas if I
Right.
say out of the water, Jaws is not going to get me. No, I get it.
Right. And it's going with like you said, Montague, it's going with the urban legend, like that people used to say flush, you know, alligators in the toilet, they get in the sewer system, they grow out saying, you know, whatever. So it really like embellished that and took it to the next level. But I thought the alligator looked pretty convincing. It's pretty good practical effect, you know, for the creature size
Yeah, he
and
walks through
everything.
a big party and you see the tail and people screaming and the
Yeah.
big head and
And then some of the kill scenes and some of the musical moments when there's tension and suspense were effective. And so, yeah, I think quite enjoyable.
I like Alligator 2 with Mutation. I remember
Okay.
watching that sometime in a stink bowl. I mean, it's not good, but I enjoyed it. And then wasn't there an Alligator 3 Death Roll? Am I remembering that right?
That
It sounds
sounds.
like it should. If it's not a movie, I'm gonna have to trade
Then
copyright
you
that.
got, yeah.
Death Roll sounds like an alligator movie, but
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like if you want a day of like kind of old timey stuff where you don't have to pay attention to it all the time, then this is a good fun movie with that, you know, like creature feature, and it's one of those plausible horror movies that low budget, but it's a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
Okay, then oh yeah, okay, number 84. This is from 1982. This is The Entity with Barbara Hershey, Ron Silver. I remember, I don't know if I've seen this one.
It's been a long time, but I remember last seeing it. Oh God, it had to be over 12 years ago, probably last time I've seen it. But basically, it's based on a true story. This woman is basically in her home. She gets physically assaulted and raped, unfortunately, and beaten and all this by this ghost, this entity. So she gets the help of Ron Silver, comes in. He's like this. I mean, he's a parapsychologist or whatever, and they want to try to trap this entity. I believe they do, but almost unsuccessfully, because then there's even more chaos and hell that breaks loose from that. Wonderful, wonderful and emotional performance by Barbara Hershey in it. I can't say enough. Even Ron Silver, is a act, co-actor or whatever. He does a tremendous job. But yeah, very effective performances. Like I said, there's some the disturbing stuff comes just what the hell Barbara Hershey's character has to go through in this. There's a lot of emotional heft to it as well, but it's wonderful movie.
Really? Well, I'll definitely check it out. Number 83, I have checked out. This is called Pieces. This is a slasher film.
Yeah.
Yes, it's not, it's an exploitation film for sure. It's not a good movie.
Right.
But this is in the era where thankfully our local video stores had all this stuff.
Oh,
And
tons of it.
the movies were a dollar to rent, you know. So I'm like, of course I'm gonna rent Pieces.
Yeah.
Yes. You know.
Chainsaw on the cover, Pieces on
Exactly. Like,
the
okay,
cover.
I'm gonna see I'm gonna see something good. I mean, it's not. I mean, it's very much of its time. Another movie that has not aged well, at least
Yes.
for me. But it reminds me of being, 16 or 17 or so, and running these kinds of movies, because it was the
Yeah.
first time you get a chance to see them. They would never show this in the theater around
Right.
us, and they would, we weren't, there was nothing like this on television. So, I mean, that was the video boom, gave us a lot of great movies and like stuff that we never would normally get to see. And Pieces, that's how I saw it. I rented it and like, okay, pretty standard slashery, chop them up kind of movie, you know. Number 82, we have April Fool's Day from 1986. I have seen this. It's been quite a while, but it's a I liked it. I thought it was kind of fun, and I've seen
Fun.
it. It's a similar trope that we've seen use a dozen other times. It's the bullies and the bad, the kid that gets picked on, and pranks, and someone's killing off people one by one. I mean, the tropes are here galore, but this is back in the earlier days of those kinds of tropes. I mean, Friday 13th had only come out in 1980, I think. So I believe the American slasher film hadn't really developed until that time. I would say the Herschel Gordon Lewis stuff was just more exploitation, kind of thing. But here we have this mystery horror who's picking them off, and this kind of thing is picked up in movies like I Know What You Did Last Summer, Ad Nauseam, this formula,
Yeah, for sure.
I don't remember like anything standing out other than a general impression. Like, yeah, I enjoyed it.
It's fun. It was a different take on kind of things, and I had like a twist too. But yeah, I really can't recall too much. It's been a minute for myself as well, but I remember liking it, And, if I had to sit through it again, I'd be like, okay.
All right. Well, number 81, we are at Creepshow 2. And I remember seeing it once. This one has the raft, I think, on it. And a few other
The
stories.
Indian.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It comes to life. Yes. So, yeah, I don't remember much about it other than, okay, they're on a raft. I don't remember liking it. I don't remember not liking it. Like, I really enjoyed the first one tremendously. It was great. I'm sure it's on our list somewhere. But I just don't remember much about this one. But do you
I
seem to?
remember those two stories distinctly and really well done, especially the Indian one. George Kennedy portrays the owns a shop or whatever, and his wife. And I think this group of Indians, or this Native American trio or whatever, get in there, basically try to rob him. George Kennedy accidentally gets shot. I think, well, he shoots his wife and then shoots him. But, because he always takes care of that wooden Indian, it's like that wooden Indian comes to life, basically to avenge George Kennedy and his wife's death. And it's really, really well written story, really nice piece and interesting. Clever, actually. And then the raft, of course, we talked about it. It's like the blob on water. That's basically what that is. But it's just like anything touched, it just disintegrates it, eats them up.
It's great. And there's Stephen King horror, and that's what we have here, and a lot of that kind of stuff. Number 80, one of our favorite directors, Lucio Fulci, brings us The New York Ripper. And here we have an exploitation film. I remember seeing it. I remember liking it. I don't remember much about it, to be honest.
I don't either. I
But
think
I
I, yeah.
go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, no, I
No,
was just saying, I don't think I don't think I made it through all that one. I think there's some really disturbing stuff in it. There's basically, I think there's rape. There's, some of the killings are pretty brutal in the way it's done. And I'm just like, ah, this is too, because it's sort of like a giallo, it is a giallo, I
Very
believe.
violent. And then Fulci was a lot more violent. I mean, we love Zombie. We love House by the Cemetery. We could do a
Beyond
whole Fulci
all
show. Yeah, there's some great
that.
stuff. Yeah. And I came across this because of the roommate I had, Chris. And he really loved this stuff and introduced me to some of this lesser known, like I knew about the gore, like the zombie, but I had never seen this. And he was a huge Giallo fan, still is. And so I was watching all the Mario Bava and all these other ones. I'm like, oh, this is kind of great. So I remember liking New York Ripper. I was thinking it was better than I was expecting, but I don't remember anything about
I
it.
think there's a killer that quacks like a duck or something in or something. It's really
Wow.
fucked up. That's what I hear, and I'm just like, oh, okay, all right. But yeah, I guess it's the brutality is like it's really like you gotta be in a certain space to
State
want
of
to watch
mind.
that.
I like the bird calling in Luther the Geek, where he walks around clucking like a chicken.
I got chicken. I think that's available on Tubi. I almost watched it. Like, oh, this will
Oh,
bring back
yeah.
memories. You were the
Yes, it
first one
will.
to introduce that to me, too, when I first visited your
Yeah.
place on main campus. And we watched that in Evil Dead. First time I ever saw that. But then Luther the Geek. You never saw Luther? What was Luther the Geek? Oh, this is
That's a
great.
honk, honk. Yeah. I think the shower scene is still sock worthy, so why not? And I'm spent. Yes, she was my girlfriend a few times. Yes. And number 79 is Brain Damage. I know I've seen it. I know I've seen it. I think it's about a brain parasite or brain feature. Is that right? It like flies around, or am I not? I just don't remember anything about it. Like, it doesn't stand out to me. But I
That was
think I've
one on
seen
the
it before.
list I was just like going through. I'm like, I don't know if I saw this or not.
But maybe I'm
But I
thinking
do
the wrong
recall
one.
something like some kind
I
of
don't know.
parasite or something, like you said.
Yeah, like a flying turd with a mouth kind of thing, Well, we've not seen Brain Damage. That's okay. We can move on to number 78, which I have not seen, and I'm okay with saying that I've not seen it. The Stepfather. Terry
Oh yeah, I've
O'Quinn.
seen it.
I've not seen it. So what, did you like it?
Yeah, just I mean it's been a long time, and they did, of course, they did a remake years ago, which is like I bother, because they did like Stepfather 1, 2, 3. Stepfather 1 and 2 is good in this series. Basically, Terry O'Quinn basically befriends and then acts like he's in love with these widowed or unmarried women, gets involved with them. You know, if they have kids or it takes over, you know, everybody's life pretty much, and basically plans on murdering them. He's just a crazed killer who just portrays himself as this lovable, charming family man, and then eventually, once he's involved, he kills off his new wife and her children or whatever like that. But it's not really, I don't think you call it a horror film, really. This is more of a thriller, even suspense. Because I don't recall there's a lot of gore in it, or no gore, really. Just it's really
It's
just
a
more of like a
psychological
thriller.
horror, psychological thriller.
So.
Well, also from 1987, I think one of the best movies, I think low budget indie movies ever made, Bad Taste. Peter Jackson directing. I love the story of Bad Taste, not just the plot, but like how it was made. Peter Jackson like was delivering papers. He could only shoot when he had enough money to buy film, so he and his buddies would go out shooting when they had time. And his one buddy had to keep like a 5 o'clock shadow for like took him like 7 years, I don't know, to finish the movie, you know. But it is so funny and over the top. About these aliens are coming down and the new taste sensation, human flesh. There's just so many over the top gross. I mean, it is a gross out.
The
Yeah. Aren't I lucky? I got a chunky bit. There's
more
just so many great one-liners, like, the old
Oh,
magic's still there. You know,
yeah,
just
right.
hilarious comedy, horror, gore. It is really over the top gory and really entertaining. Yeah. And I mean, look what happened. I mean, Peter Jackson went from there, then he did Brain Damage, and then man, Frighteners, and he's just like, you know, does whatever he wants. So, okay, number 76 is one that I've not seen. Road Games, Australian New Wave, a car exploitation film. I don't know anything about it. Do you?
Me
Okay, we will move on, and I'm okay with that. Number 75 is Maniac, Joe Spinelli or Spinell.
Yeah.
Another exploitation film. I know of the film. I have not seen it.
I seen it maybe, I think like twice, and it was like a few years back. I seen it a second time, and it's one that hasn't really aged well. But basically, Spinelli is just what the title says. He's a maniac. He basically sees women and basically murders them. I can't recall. Is this the one I think where he takes the women's scalps and then uses them? You know, something like that. It
Oh, I
has
don't
something to do
know.
with that, I believe. But it is. Yeah, it's pretty fucking brutal
Wow.
and sadistic. And I know they did a remake of it. Of course they did. I didn't even bother with that because I'm like, is this really worth remaking or not? You know,
Yeah.
but this kind of puts Spinelli on the map, you know, and I think they did a might have been another sequel or two.
Okay.
But yeah, I did see this and I was like, oh, okay. Like, do I need to watch it again? Probably not.
Yeah, it's got Caroline Munro, who it was
Oh,
in some Hammer stuff,
gorgeous.
and
Gorgeous.
she's been in some really great movies, and so it's got her in there. But yeah, I don't know. I might have seen it. It wouldn't surprise me that I would get it. I would have rented it. I just don't
Sure.
remember anything about it. Number 74, though, I do remember, and this is 1982's Basket Case, another really black comedy, body horror kind of thing, horror comedy
I don't
about
think I've ever
this.
seen this.
You've
I've
never seen
known about
Basket
it. I've
Case?
never seen Basket
Oh,
Case.
I don't want to spoil it for you. I was
No.
gonna blow my wad. I was gonna here's bad
Pull your
no
wad because, you know, it's been
oh
how many
chapter
years? There it goes.
here it comes. It's about a guy who's got his psychic deformed twin brother in a basket that he carries around with him, and the brother communicates with him and like tells him to do things like, I want you know, he doesn't talk to him verbally, but he like wants him to do things, especially like he wants to fuck girls. He wants like, I want you to squeeze her boob, you know, things like that. So it'd be like if we were stuck in a basket, it'd be us, you know,
Yeah, be
saying,
us in a
squeeze the
basket. Yeah.
boob, squeeze the boob. Well, yeah, and that's what it's about. And what he wants. Like, you know, and it is
Maybe I've seen bits of this, but
the
I don't
creature in
recall
the basket case looks a little bit like Slimer, you know, a little bit,
seeing
you know, and no, it's so bad. And then there's like I think two more. The sequels get ridiculous, especially the third one, where there's this like whole like like island of these like crazy basket
Oh my
case people, all these
God.
deformed, all these like weird mutated and deformed like monster like creatures. I'm like, oh Jesus Christ. It's like the island of misfit toys, you know? Yeah, but the first basket case is great. I mean, it's so schlocky, it is so slow. It's worth seeing, I think, once. But if you're into that kind of stuff, you'll like it, you know? And just spoiler alert, the basket case boy does get the cop at least one feel. So you got that to look forward to. Get your sock out.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go. Number 73, Phantasm 2 from 1988. Now I know you are a big fan of the Phantasm franchise. I've tried. I just can't get into it. I watch one and two and it does nothing for me. They do absolutely nothing for me. And I'd like, okay, it's not for me, but you really love the franchise. So
Well, I mean, I have my limitations too, because it definitely progressively got worse. I thought, but I think one and two are your top. I mean, in the franchise series, you can't go wrong. But two, as I recall, is finally you know get more of the ball is back. I remember the poster said in the ball with these like prongs on it that would basically embed itself in somebody's head, and then a drill would go through and drill through them, and all this blood would go like spaghetti sauce on the other end. But yeah, I mean, what's to say about it? Basically, this the tall man portrayed by Angus Scrimm, basically is this alien who takes over, basically cemeteries wherever he's at, and basically transforms into another dimension, his dimension where he comes from, dead bodies or whatever, and changes them into like these little like dwarf-like zombie creatures or something like that. And I remember this was like a separate story from, I believe, the first one. And I believe like this kid and it's like his girlfriend or whatever are trying to battle this tall man and all this and everything that's going on. But it's a worthy sequel. I think it's pretty fun. It's one of the best out of the series and yeah, worth the watch.
Okay, well, excellent. I will give it a try. No, I won't. I won't give it a
Yeah, that's
try.
right. You're done
No,
with
I've done. I've done. I've watched it. I've tried. But number 72, I have seen, and we both like it. It's another Lucio Fulci movie. 1981's "The House by the Cemetery."
Oh, yeah. Mommy. Fucking kid.
And that annoying, and then that creature, the weird creature in the basement thing. It's got those Fulci moments of like sheer horror, this like nightmare come to life, gore. You know, it's got,
Disturbing gore.
and that pulsating, the kind of throbbing music that he does, that he has in his movies. I wouldn't say it's like a terrifying movie. It's a slow, suspenseful build to a conclusion. But if you like that feel, then you're gonna really like it because it is kind of creepy and moody and atmospheric and unsettling as it goes.
Yeah, absolutely agreed. So it's just that fucking kid. I'm like, will they fucking kill him already? His whiny fucking voice, like, shut the fuck up. Get out the screen, will you? Sorry. Going on my rant, kids.
No, it's all good,
I hate that
man.
fucking kid.
Brought to you by ChopTopHatesFuckingKids.com. Number 71 is Friday the 13th, Part 2 from 1981. I do remember seeing Part 2 in
Absolutely.
1981. I always enjoyed it. Because I was really wanting to be a makeup artist when I was younger, and I went to these movies. I wanted to see the gore effects. I wanted to see what they did so I could try to imagine how they did that, and so and you're going to get to see some boobs, so hey, of course,
The
but
Friday 13th movie. Yeah, see some titty.
yeah.
It's not just about that. What I really liked, it's one of my favorite in the franchise because the way, now it's actually Jason. It's not the mom like in the first one. Spoiler alert, if you haven't fucking seen it, I don't know what to tell you. But,
It's only been 45 years.
if you haven't, then don't fucking bother, all right? If you're still alive, But anyway, here's what I love it because Jason wears a potato sack in it.
Yeah.
And I really like that look for him
Yeah.
as a killer with that. I
Yeah.
don't know. I just, it's something that
It's
always
raw.
stands
It's a
out to
little
me.
unsettling. Yeah.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
I know
Yeah.
when after that they went to the hockey mask for everything else out, but which is iconic in itself.
Easier to market and draw a hockey mask. Easier to sell a hockey mask than a potato sack for a Halloween costume.
True, true. But
I
I just
mean,
remember that stood out and it made him really effective and really scary and brutal. It added something, an element to
yeah.
Jason's character in that. So,
'Cause you just see the one eye, I think. It's like a little terror
yeah,
reveal.
that little slit
Yeah.
there.
Yeah, and that's it. You know, yeah, it's frightening. It's not, it's disturbing. Yeah. So yeah, I'm not the, I remember liking the franchise. I saw the first couple and they got progressively worse and I tried going back to watching them and I just can't. They're just not enjoyable to me. It's like it's just really boring and you know, like 'cause it's just line them up and kill, you know, shoot them up.
Yeah, like when you've seen them, you've seen them, you've seen them, you've seen them. It's like it's
Yeah, it's
hard
like
to
I
go
get
back
it.
and like, yeah.
I get it. I know. I've seen
You
it. It's
already know
okay.
what it's going to be about. Yeah, there's no
Yeah,
surprise.
it doesn't go very far. It treads very thin water. So,
Right.
yes. But number 70 is a movie that we both also enjoy from 1988, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Another
Ah.
comedy, horror comedy. This movie, it lives up. It's a silly, fun movie. Definitely a time, you know, of its times because you hear that great rock soundtrack.
Yeah.
But then the setting up the clowns as scary as they look, and then especially inside the tent, just confirms my fears about clowns. But it's also
Yes.
really creative. Like when they capture people, when they shoot the gun at them, it like sh shoots out this like cocoon, like you know, spin them into cocoons of cotton
Yeah.
candy. You know, it's like oh, you know, oh, that's fantastic. That's you know, it's kind of got like a Beetlejuice kind of quality to it. That
I'd agree.
absurd over the top. I mean, because it came out the same year as Beetlejuice. I think
Yeah, that's
Beetlejuice was
right.
88, right? 88, 89?
I believe so.
Or
Yeah.
87? Yeah. So, but yeah, it's still a really enjoyable movie. I mean, I gotta watch it a little faster than normal. I can't watch it
Yeah.
right. I need it a
Yeah, me
little fast.
too.
I can take
Yeah.
an hour, not an hour and a half. But I would totally watch it. It's awful fun.
And the clowns, like you said, they are creepy in it. And it just, I'm the same way. I can't fucking stand clowns either. Terrified. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, I thought they looked really great. The makeup for the clowns and all that. So, yeah.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Number 69 is one of another ones I've not heard of before, called Society from 1989 with Billy Warlock and Evan Richards. A black comedy, it's a body horror. I didn't know nothing about this movie. I never even heard of it. Do you know this
Yeah,
one, Sean?
Brian Yuzna did it. He did
Yeah.
Reanimator and all that.
Oh, okay.
Basically, I don't. It's this. How do you describe it? If I recall, it's this family lives next to this other family, but they don't know about this other family. They're kind of like aliens. They look like us, everything like that. But they kind of want to take over. It's almost like a body snatcher kind of body horror. I think they want to take over people's lives and people like that, and
Okay.
they want to transform into this whole one big, I guess you want to call it society, but it's
Like a
like
hive
but
mind.
literally like transforming everybody, kind of morphing into this one scene. You're just like, what the fuck am I
Okay.
watching here?
Okay.
So, but it's got some gore elements. I wouldn't call it really scary, but once you see it, you won't unsee it. It's just like.
Okay. Kind of like what they did in Slither at the end. They were
Yeah,
everyone was
yeah.
all kind of brought together. Yeah.
And it's almost like an orgy scene almost too, and they're kind of bringing together and then more. And it's like, what the fuck is this? So,
Nice.
but yeah, you see it once, you probably don't ever see it again. But yeah.
Okay. Well, there's only two more on our first part of our list. This is a three-parter, kids. We're milking it. We're milking it. Number 68. This is one of our all-time favorite movies, Chop. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 with Dennis Hopper, Caroline Williams, Bill Johnson.
You know
Yes, that's right, Lou Pearlman.
it.
Yeah, we love this movie. We did a whole episode on it. It is one of our faves. It's one of our faves.
You're
And
my
that's right.
favorite.
And
Yeah.
now you see where Chop Top gets his moniker. It's a horror
Yeah.
comedy, black comedy.
Exactly.
and a direct sequel to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, just 12 years after the fact. And there's a lot of serious tones, but in this one, this is a movie that blends the horror and the comedy seamlessly together at the same time. And the example I always stands out, because I used to teach this to my classes. It's a scene where Chop Top is beating LG with the hammer. And it is a scary, the first time you see it, it is an intense scene. It is horrifying. And then he's making jokes while he's bringing the hammer down. Incoming mail, Ho Chi Minh, and it's like I saw this in a drive-in first time. I'm like, I was laughing, going, it was perfect. It manipulated me right between horror and comedy. It's so good. We love this. We love you. We love you.
Dinner time is grandpa.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Yes. Absolutely love this
Can't
movie.
say enough
Absolutely.
about it. Yep.
Yes. And meeting Caroline Williams was wonderful. She was delightful. I told her that I taught this movie in my English classes, and she actually wrote a letter to my students, which was wonderful. So
Really cool.
online for them, yeah, and through Facebook. So thank you, Caroline. Yes. So that's number 68. Now, last one for this episode, number 67, a really creepy movie from Disney, Something Wicked This Way Comes, based on Ray Bradbury's novel. I actually just watched this again like 2 days ago, for the
Nice.
first time since 1982 or three or whenever this came out, 83.
Right.
I really loved it in 1983. I think it took a while to get where it needed to go, looking at it now, 40 years later. But
Yeah.
it is still a really good movie, and I see how much Ray Bradbury has influenced Stephen King. Because if you didn't know it was a Ray Bradbury story, you would swear it was a Stephen King
A Stephen
story.
King story. That's a great point.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
because that's the way it feels. And so I think definitely
It
King, not that he stole it, but it's just, this is the same type of feel. You got the small town, you got the characters interrelated, you got the like all the wishes. It almost feels like Needful Things. Needful Things, I think, is a borrows a lot from this, because it's the same
Okay.
story. Devil
Yeah.
comes in the town. He says, hey, do you want to buy this thing? Or, here's the cost, and then you got to do something for me. And it's just like in this one where, the people come, and they kind of, there's this idea that the carnival's coming in the town, and they get people, and they can like transform their age by riding on this carousel, younger. And
Well, and it's also like you make a deal with him, like okay, like the one lady wants to be young again,
yes.
but at a price, she goes blind, loses her eyesight.
Yeah, it's like the
There's all this.
devil's
There's
bargain.
a heavy price for everything that you want out of anything,
Yeah,
and that's the
like
deal with the devil. So,
the man with the who needs an arm and a leg, the limbs come
yeah.
back. And so, but then he's like made very tiny,
Yeah.
he's a kid, and he's like part of the group now, Yeah, I mean, there's
Yeah.
some really wonderful moments, and I love the guy who plays the carnival leader. He was very
Oh yeah,
charismatic and very
fantastic.
spooky. Yeah.
And I also like, the one scene that really sticks that scares me yet is that, because I love spiders so much, is the spiders coming through the ceiling and invading that kid's room. I'm like, oh my God, that's so creepy. But it's one of my favorites. I love it. And Jason Robards is in it as well, I believe. And he's the father of one boy, and he does a tremendous job in that role. So yeah, it's really, and I agree with you. A great point. You would swear it does have a Stephen King feel to it. You could swear it would be written by King, but no, it's Bradbury.
I think for sure it definitely has that feel, that it's a King movie. So it's nice to see. I mean, I love Ray Bradbury. I think he's one of the best writers, not just in science fiction. I love his style. It's more human-centered. Like Arthur C. Clarke is a lot harder sci-fi. Ray Bradbury is more of a humanist kind of sci-fi, and I like his work. And it focuses on the people and what happens to the people. And that's very much, again, Stephen King. So I think there's got to be an influence there. So Mr. King, if you happen to come across this, let us know. So yes, well, I'm excited. So, hey, that's part one. Part two is coming up right away, kids. But we're going to get out of here, and don't forget, come back. Hey, you can find Heavy Metal Horror on unsaneradio.com. Listen to full episodes or download to your device. You can find us on Facebook, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. On Instagram, look for Montag Lewis, one word. Our YouTube page, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. If you're watching, that's where you're at. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. And if you know you someone who'd like our show, tell them about us. This has been Montag, Master of Illusion.
Chop top.
And you've been watching and listening to Heavy metal
Metal.
horror.
This is Doug Helvering, and you have been listening to Heavy Metal Horror, the best podcast that you've never heard before.